Super Bowl Sunday, a high-demand food day, and a strong move for the market session. Hello, Michigan. I'm Greg Allen. This is Michigan Ag Today. For those of us that don't care about either the Seahawks or the Patriots when they face off Sunday for Super Bowl 60, we'll be focused on two things, the commercials and, more importantly, the food. Eric Pfeiffer has more.
We have chicken wings, cheese, chips, pizza, guacamole, all different kinds of snacks that Americans will eat this Sunday. And those are coming from farmers and ranchers across all of our 50 states and Puerto Rico. And so that's really helping show the diversity and strength of U.S. American ag.
That's Farm Bureau economist Faith Parham, who says Super Bowl Sunday is consistently one of the highest demand days for food across the U.S. But as folks come together to watch the big game, it's important to remember that farmers supplying the spread face rising production costs and tight margins.
A lot of farmers and ranchers across the system in the country are not making money. We can think about corn and wheat farmers who are projected to lose money per acre, and that continues across specialty crop growers like potatoes, tomatoes, avocados. And so all of this is really showing the financial strain on the farm economy.
Parham says something to keep in mind is that farmers receive only a small share of every food dollar spent at grocery stores.
They received about 15.9 cents for every dollar spent on food. The rest of that dollar spent went to things like marketing costs, processing, transportation. And so even though there's strong demand around the Super Bowl for U.S. and ag products, not all of that is going to the farmers. And so financial pressure is continuing to build for farmers and ranchers across the country.
According to the National Chicken Council, Americans are projected to eat 1.48 billion chicken wings on Sunday. To put that in perspective, if you lay them end to end, they'd stretch roughly 27 times from Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts, where the Patriots play, to Lumen Field in Seattle, Washington, where the Seahawks play. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
A couple of Clipper systems are slated to bring some moisture to Michigan. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with the Michigan Ag Today weather update. A system number one, Clipper number one, rotating through here today. Not much moisture with it. I'm going to say a coating to an inch we can see across the state. You may get the inch, you may just get the coating. Be happy with whatever you get because it could be a lot worse, right? And as we move forward, system number two, Clipper number two, tries to come through tomorrow morning to midday, focusing the bigger precipitation a little bit farther south. So I'm going to say another coating to inch across Michigan tomorrow. And I think we all have equal chances of snow out of this. We're not going to see much sunshine. Clouds dominant. Now behind this, cold air wants to take control for the entire weekend. Strong northwest flow continues across the Great Lakes. That means we have more clouds than anything else. I'm not concerned about precipitation in any big fashion, but we are chilly and see a lot of clouds for both Saturday and Sunday. Finally then, getting into next week, we see that much talked about warm up. Warm temperatures trying to lift up in. Now, they don't solidly take full control of all of Michigan. Lower Michigan gets in on more of the warm action than up north, of course. But this also brings us some precipitation. First round at midweek, rain and wet snow both can hit everybody. I think we have liquid equivalent here of a quarter to three quarters of an inch in that system. Cooler temperatures behind that for Thursday night and Friday. And then we see another system trying to come in over the weekend. Valentine's Day, good rains and maybe some wet snow in parts of southern lower Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio. We follow that up with another big surge of warm air for the following week, and I think it also brings moisture to strong rain systems coming for the week of the 16th. So kind of a wild ride here. Get ready. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
National FFA Week is February 21st through the 28th. A week set aside for FFA students across the country to share how FFA impacts members every day. I'm National FFA Secretary Lily Nyland from Michigan. What better way to show your support of FFA than to get involved in FFA Week? Whether it's in person, on the phone, or via social media, be sure to share your FFA stories during hashtag FFA Week, February 21st through the 28th.
Final numbers from yesterday coming up, but now let's take a closer look at what happened in the markets on Wednesday. President Trump has asked China to purchase 20 million metric tons of beans, more than the original number of 12 MMT, and bean futures responded, going as much as 50 cents a bushel higher. The market came off those highs, though, but still posted a strong move for the session. Here's Andy Eubank along with Steve Erdman with the EFG Group for a closer look.
Quiet once again in the grains, but finally some fireworks, and this time to the plus side in the soybean market, the entire soy complex higher, Steve, led by soybean futures, and it came after a post from President Trump about Chinese soybean purchases.
Yeah, Andy, it started at about 9:40. We rallied the market 50 cents from 9:40 until probably, what, 10 o'clock, 10:05, something like that. So in that 20 minutes, the market jumped. And it's basically because on Truth Social, President Trump came out and suggested that he talked to his quote-unquote friend, Premier Xi, and he asked him to import 20 million metric tons instead of 12. So, I mean, when you have something like that, and I would categorize it as a black swan event, when you have something like that in today's algo trading or artificial intelligence trading world, these guys can't get their arms wrapped around what that means in terms of risk for positions. So they just say, get me out, just like that. And I think that's what we saw today. I don't think it, you know, if they increase their purchases that much, it's good news, but we're still fighting a battle about trying to be a origin of choice instead of Brazil. And what I keep hammering into people's heads, or try to at least, is the fact that Brazil raises 170 to 180 million metric tons of beans compared to our 120 million metric tons of beans. We have become a secondary supplier. Like it or not, that's where we're at. They produce 50 million more metric tons than we do. So is China going to buy from us? Yes. Why? Because Trump's negotiating a deal.
And that was Steve Erdman with the EFG Group. March corn finished up one even at 429.5. May corn in the black at 437, up 1.25. March soybeans showing a lot of strength, up 26.5 at 1092.25. May beans also very strong at 1104.75, up 27.5. March wheat ending red, down 2 even at 526.75. February live cattle up 20 cents at 240.52. And Feb hogs liquidated at 88 even, down 55 cents. I'm Greg Allen, Michigan Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.